Have you struggled to connect with your market subscribers, your customers? Struggled with finding your own writing style? We'll give you some proven techniques for really connecting with your market in this week's edition of Information Product Publishers Podcast. A great big welcome to everyone for joining us today. Thanks for taking the time out in this 10-minute or so podcast update that we do weekly. This is Jeff Smith talking from HireTrustMarketing.com, InformationMarketerZone.com, and InfoProductCreator.com. And once again, welcome and thank you for joining us today. Two big issues we want to cover off this week, really important to your success in your information product publishing or information marketing business. One of them is we want to talk with how do you create your own style? How to really connect with your subscribers? If you look at all the top guns in this industry, they become experts at getting inside the heads of their customers. Whether it's a mini course, an email campaign, their sales letters, the products they develop, the products they write, their writing style, their communication style, they've got it down. They understand how to get inside their customers' heads and how to connect with them, and how to bring their customers along with them for the ride. We're going to be talking a lot about that today. Second topic we're going to talk about, Dr. Robert Anthony. I'm not sure if you've heard the name. He's an incredibly powerful speaker, motivational specialist, personal development coach, has a new product out that I found just fascinating. I've been able to review it. It's put some concepts into light that I've known existed all along, but made it much easier to practice these concepts and taught me a lot of things that I just didn't know in the past. He covers some incredibly powerful material for any of you out there that are struggling to reach your end goals. And you know, he's the type of guy that's backed by scientific. He bases his hypothesis on quantum physics. So it is scientifically backed material. We're going to talk a little bit about some of his techniques that he has talked about, and we've posted on our blog over at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. You'll see an entry in that blog for Dr. Robert Anthony where I've done a quick review. The title is on January 31st. It's called Flipping Your Own Wealth Creation Switch. And literally he does talk about a switch flipping technique that you can do in 17 seconds each day that will draw some incredibly powerful stuff into your life. So you want to cover that, you want to listen closely to that as we cover that towards the end of this segment. So let's jump to our first topic, and that is, how do you really connect with your target market? Here's a couple of tips for you. And first of all, let's talk about how important that is. If you've been struggling with your email campaigns, with your mini courses, with your sales letters, if your conversion rates are low, if your information products just don't seem to be hitting the target, you're not getting feedback from your customers, you're not getting engaged with your market, then this is likely to be the problem that you're having. And the good news is the problem can be solved. You need to find your voice. You need to find a style. You need to get inside the minds of your customers. And this is all based on the fact you want to dig deep into a market. You want to drill deep into a market and continually mine that market for new opportunities and new dollars out of your existing customers. This is an incredibly powerful technique. All the big names in internet marketing do it. You know, Jonathan Mizell, Yannick Silver, Marlon Sanders, they all have their own specific voice. They know their customer base very well. They know the problems, and they work extremely hard on aligning their messages, aligning their products, their sales letters, their marketing campaigns, their teleseminars, all the products they create are incredibly aligned with the market that they know they have and that exists out there today. So how can you create that voice? No, you don't have to go back to training for 4 or 5 years to be able to do this. There are a couple of secrets that we're going to unveil for you here today. One of them, you need to be passionate about your business. Now, it's crystal clear right away, no matter how what your personality is, if you're introverted, not extroverted, if you tend to not be comfortable speaking in front of people, if you tend not to be consider yourself a good communicator or somebody that can write very well, all of that doesn't matter. What really matters is that you're passionate about your idea, because think about it. Even if you don't think of yourself as a great communicator, there are times, I'm sure, in your life you can look back when you were really interested, passionate, pumped up about a certain topic, where you actually were a good communicator, where you did get your point across, where you influenced somebody to do something that you thought was so cool you just couldn't stop to tell them. That's what you need to find within yourself related to your business. And that's why it's so important that you be passionate about the idea that you choose, the topic that you choose for your information product business, the niche market you choose. Now, there's a lot of people who will tell you you can go wide out there and cover off a lot of niche product markets. It's a different business model. It's a model where you have to do a ton of work, cover a ton of markets, and strike lucky in one market to be able to do well with that technique. It's a numbers game, not what most people are looking for in reality. Most people want to find something they can really take hold of, that they can find as fun, that they can enjoy doing, that doesn't seem like work, and they want to be able to make a lot of money with it. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to find that idea, that concept, that belief within yourself, and draw that out into a business. Now, a lot of people will say, well, my idea just doesn't sell, or my idea isn't marketable, or there is no money to be made in my idea. I have not found a passionate market or a passionate idea yet where it can't be turned into a marketable product. And what I mean by that is, sure, the topic that you initially come up with may not be all that attractive. The market may not have obvious signs of demand, but you can always find it. If you go looking for, do your research in the market, you can find that just about any kind of passionate interest group, special interest group, hobby group, business group, sales marketing group, any type of group like that, you can find a marketable product. They do want information on certain topics. It's up to you as a detective to find that. And at the same time, you're going to align yourself with your passions, which means you're going to be able to connect with your market. You will know what your market's thinking. You'll know what they want to hear. You'll know how to express yourself. You'll get caught up in the passion, and all of those limiting beliefs that you have in expressing yourself will disappear. You'll find yourself, you'll be able to write much more clearly and communicate with your market. You'll have fun actually keeping plugged into your market, understanding new things that they want to hear about. It's not like work, and that's what you really want to be able to succeed at. So finding that passion, finding that underlying passion will connect you. It will draw the customers and your subscribers and your market towards you. That's the number one secret to be able to really be connected. If you talk to Marlon or Yannick or Jonathan in the internet marketing space, or David Fry in the small business consulting space, or any number of other people that are out there that are successful at the top of their game, think of Bill Gates when he talks. I mean, Bill Gates has got to be one of the inherently worst communicators out there in terms of his skill set and of his confidence in front of a group, especially when he was first starting out. But his passion leaks through. He loves what he's doing. He's passionate about what he's doing. He turned it into a $1 billion enterprise, gets up in front of people regularly, and despite his downfalls as a communicator, his message comes through loud and clear. He connects with his audience, who are just as passionate about his products as he is. A lot of people in your market are looking to be led. They need somebody that is passionate to follow. That's what people are really looking for. Second tip, speak to one person at a time. When you're developing products especially, or when you're developing focused marketing messages, one of the biggest mistakes people make is they have in mind a whole bunch of different people, a conceptual market that's out there, without really picturing one person or one specific character set to be able to aim that message to. You'll be far more effective in connecting, and it will be far easier for you to connect and write and get your message out if you can just define someone within your market. If you know somebody, talk to them, get to know them. Think about that person when you're writing your marketing messages, when you're developing your next product. Survey your market. Get to know one or two people at least within your market, and use them as a model for when you actually go out and develop your products. It's incredibly powerful. Communicating to a list of 2,000 subscribers or tens of thousands of customers, it's not such an easy thing. Even worse, it leads into a kind of a washed out objective voice. That voice that says, here's a good example. If you're writing, let's say you're writing about travel and say, should you want to travel to New York, you will first understand the major attractions. The major attractions are, now, what if you were talking to one person? That's not the way you would talk if you were speaking to one person. You'd say, New York is incredible. You have to go to the major landmarks. You have to experience Broadway. You won't believe the feeling of energy and passion and awe when you stand, right in the heart of New York. So that's the kind of voice you're looking for, and it becomes much easier to write, and you connect with people, whether you're writing or doing audio products or videos or any kind of information product or sales letter. If you can speak in that voice, you'll draw people in. So there's two big tips for you. Find your passion within your business, or find a business that it derives out of your passion. Speak to one person at a time and imagine that you're solving problems for them. You're communicating with them. You're telling them about the best thing that's ever come across, that you've ever come across that you can share with them. If you think of it in terms of a best movie. Okay, so that's how you get connected to your market. Try those techniques. It's going to be incredibly powerful if you give those a try. So let me move on to my second topic today. Dr. Robert Anthony, some of you may have heard of him or not. He has been behind the scenes for a number of very successful people that are in the market today. Business people, sports people, other personal development and motivational speakers tap into Dr. Robert Anthony. Now, I urge you to go up to our blog and look at the January 31st posting to see. It's called Flipping Your Own Wealth Creation Switch. And we've written a brief review followed by a link to his website to get more information. One of the most fascinating things about Dr. Robert Anthony is that he comes from the position that, and this is based on quantum physics and scientific theory, that all of what you're trying to achieve is actually exists today. What your job is to do, instead of chasing that, constantly chasing, just like a dog chases its tail, your role is to remove the objectives that you've put in place or that society has put in place that would allow you to achieve those great goals. So it's much more of a method of branching out and bettering yourself to take away the obstacles for achieving success. And this has direct implication to, you know, getting started in your business, to being successful with growing your business, with developing products especially. This is extremely important. If you're lacking the confidence, the assuredness, the ideas, the time, the motivation, especially the motivation to keep going and get your products finished, then you have to take a look at this product. It's going to improve your results markedly and in a very short time. Some of the techniques he uses are rapid fire techniques. This isn't a 6 week, 8 week, 1 year, improve yourself, prove your skills over the long term. There's some very real, tangible exercises he gives you can do in a couple of minutes a day, one of them in 17 seconds. And he doesn't aspire to this whole thing that you can just change your attitude and positive thinking. That's poppycock. If anyone's tried that, you know it doesn't work for any lasted period of time. And he explains exactly why. He explains to you why positive thinking can be so tough for people, why most people fail, why people fail at diets, why people can't stay motivated over the long term. You gotta go up and take a look at this. All I can say is it's going to change your business, change your life. It will overcome a lot of the concerns that I hear people have with trying to get their information product publishing business to the next level. And again, I go back to a lot of the people that succeed in business and are the $1 million and the $1 billion business owners. And folks, they practice these kind of techniques. Some of them do it unconsciously. Some of them have not had to been trained to do it. Others definitely have been trained to do it. These techniques will work. They have worked for a number of people. So go up and take a look at that. And once again, that's on our hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. And you'll see the entry called Flipping Your Own Wealth Creation Switch. I urge you to take a look at that if you're suffering with any kind of limiting beliefs or that you're struggling with your business to get it to the next level. Chances are you're going to find the answer in this system. So please do take a look. And we'll be back to you next week. I want to thank you very much for joining us this week. We try and keep these short to the point. If you have feedback, please email us at support at infoproductcreator.com. That's infoproductcreator, all one word, .com. We'd love to hear from you. If you want specific topics covered, tell us. We'll cover those. If you have questions that you want answered, let us know. We'll do those. And just to give you a little tip of what's coming up, in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing an open teleseminar for information product developers. There's going to be no charge. I'm going to host it for an hour and a half. We're going to cover some very important niche marketing topics and methods to find hot topics. And we're going to be running that towards the end of February. I've also lined up Marlon Sanders. The great Marlon Sanders has offered to do a call with me on the whole idea of developing successful information product publishing businesses, and that's going to be fascinating, so stay tuned for that. So we got lots to come in the next few weeks. Stay with us, subscribe to our blog, subscribe to our podcast. We're going to be bringing you a ton of information to help you get better in the coming weeks. So signing off for this week is Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com, InfoProductCreator.com, InfoMarketersZone.com. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week.